Report, Biden re-election campaign off to slow start. By Jacob Bliss on May 10, 2023. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is off to a slow start, with pieces of the campaign appearing to still being put together, according to the New York Times. After Biden officially announced his re-election campaign roughly 2 weeks ago via video on social media, his campaign manager has still not started her job, according to the Times. In addition, his seven co-chairs have not yet had a group discussion about the campaign, and the team in general has had little outreach to his congressional allies. Additionally, the campaign does not have a physical headquarters, and his aides are forced to work out of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, headquarters near Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Despite the amount of attention his announcement received, which failed to name a single achievement in his first term or what he has planned for a second term if he is re-elected, the Times also noted that there is little evidence of the typical preparation for a national political campaign, but that his top advisors insist the limited release nature of his 2024 campaign is boring by design. One of Biden's campaign co-chairs, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Hollywood mogul and Democrat mega donor, told the Times, "All of the pieces that should and need to fall into place will." And Kevin Munoz, a campaign spokesman, added, "We, the campaign and Biden, are meeting all of the goals and metrics we've set for ourselves to assemble another winning coalition in 2024. However, while the campaign has already entered into a joint finance agreement with 47 of the 50 state Democrat parties, Munoz wouldn't tell the publication how much money the Biden campaign raised in the first 24 hours, a number that campaigns are usually willing to release. The Times did note that the online fundraising portal ActBlue reported $6.1 million in donations through the site after the president's announcement. The early television adds that the Biden campaign has announced were paid for by the Democratic National Committee, which had $28.7 million on hand at the beginning of April, the article noted. For now, senior Biden officials are planning to push as many costs as they legally can to the party, which can raise far larger sums. Furthermore, as other Democrats, such as Marianne Williamson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have jumped into the presidential race, polls have shown that some Democrats would prefer someone other than Biden as the nominee. In fact, a recent Washington Post and ABC News poll from this past weekend showed that most Democrat respondents want to nominate someone other than Biden for the 2024 presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.